All right, we're going to try to go back to the original project of the shiur. It gets sidetracked. But let's just remember what we were trying to do originally. I was trying to say that the mitzvahs have to do with, mitzvahs are formulated in terms of human activities. And you have to find the human activity that the mitzvah is directing you to do. The only thing is, it's complex, very complex, because you have to differentiate between action and activity, right? But there's no uniform rule over here about, sometimes in the mitzvah it seems to be just the action, but sometimes the mitzvah seems to be the activity as well, okay? So you have to look at the inyan carefully, okay? So let's go through a couple more cases. I want to take an example like that. So let's take an example of eating, okay? Because eating is a somewhat of a complex action, okay? And we want to know, can we break that up in the same way of looking at it, with an action and an activity? So yeah. So how would we define eating? Could we define the action of eating? What I'm trying to say is that when we have these words like eating and things like that, it's really a composite of actions. We call eating a certain type of action when it's for a certain purpose. Right. And I'd like to see if we can break down the action and the purpose that we're talking about. And then the challenge is, when the Torah gives a mitzvah of eating, what does it mean? Right?
You're not saying that eating is like a result. You're saying it's like a... It's an action with an activity.
That's right. It's an action with an activity.
So it also, it comes out of with your approach, you can really ask.
Right.
That's your point, right?
So you know, we're going to just try to be generally speaking over here. I don't know if it's the best definitions or not, but just enough to bring to mind that there is something out there. So in other words, what would you say eating is? What's the action?
Orally ingesting food.
Oral ingestion, right? That's the action, an oral ingestion. And what's complicated is that that it comes with two objectives that are generally associated with eating. One is sensory pleasure, right? That starts from the lips and goes down to the stomach, okay? And then there's also deriving the nutrition from the food, converting. So you could say it's oral ingestion to take the nutritional value from the entity, and to experience the pleasure that it gives you. So another interesting thing. So in other words, in terms of halacha, those two things are dealt with immediately, right? You make a bracha, that's a birkas hananin. The bracha lefoneha is on the hana. And the bracha lachareah is on the nutrition, is on the sphere. Okay. Now, in terms of iser, how does the halacha deal with it? When the Torah says don't eat something, what is the iser? So it's clear, if you look in the halachas, nuchos machos suros, it's hana. It's to get the hana from the thing. So that's why if you eat it, shelo kederach achilasa, like if you boil it up and you make it burning hot and it scalds you when you're eating it, you're not chayev. So there, the Torah is taking eating, okay, but the maisa of the iser is not, the maisa of the iser is attaching itself to one component of the activity. The action the iser becomes the action of eating that's associated with the pleasure aspect of it. So, for instance, the Rambam says if a person would eat half a kezias of chazer, vomit it up, and eat it again, he'd be chayev. He only got the nutritional value of one half a kezias, mm-hmm. But it's not an iser to gain nutrition from the iser is not formulated in terms of the nutritive aspect of eating. Right? Doesn't take the whole activity. The whole normal activity has both in general. Right. It formulates the action of the sensory element, not the action of the nutritive element. So You have to identify which action we're talking about. I know I'm using the word action a little bit imprecisely now, but you understand?
Which maisa?
Which maisa? Now, so it's the one of hanah. It's the one of hanah. That's why you even keep, he says, you even count in the kezias the food that's stuck in the palate of your, in the roof of your mouth. Because that's, by Isser. Because that's part of the hanah, he says. That's the part of the hanah. You got hanoas grono of kezias.
Does that make sense to spit it out?
Okay, good. Yeah. So what if you didn't have any taste in this? What if you have no taste or you're numb, completely numb, right? So would it be usher? Of course it would be usher, because the Torah is only, you have to look at the idea in order to identify and define the action. You understand what I'm saying? So the idea of the Isser is not to be nene from it. That's really that's the what you would call the kiyum of the Isser. So now any maisa that as a normal maisa would give hana, that itself is going to be a maisa Isser. The Isser is not to be nene. That's not the Isser. The Isser is going to take the concrete maisa, but only that action that would be the derech hanah. You understand? That's why if you change it, if the thing is putrid, or if the thing is scalding, so that's no longer in the realm of human action. That's not called an action of achilas hanah. Of course not. Because it's oral ingestion. Uh-huh. It's
so
at
it's
least
not
oral
even
ingestion.
An action.
Right. Well, if you're numb, then what are you saying?
Right, why is that different? Or if it's tasteless, then
the boil. I would say as long as the maisa is a normal maisa of derech achila, however you prepare your senses is not going to make a difference. But if you eat it in a derech, like gomo, convert it into not an entity of a normal derech of hanah. So now it's a different type of an action. Swallowing boiling hot substance is a different activity. It's a completely different activity.
You can't feel it. You say you're numb. You swallow boiling hot substance.
Yeah, but you have to define the action of the activity. The activity is only going to help you to isolate which maisa, which action is the isser going to be on. Certain conditions will remove it from the action itself. Certain actions are part of. You have to now formulate it in terms of action.
You're using differently than you have been for the last couple of days now, right?
No, now I'm going back to the regular action. The actual physical oral ingestion.
Okay.
But not every physical oral ingestion is suited for hanah. And so not every physical oral ingestion is suited for hanah. Right? For instance, if you put it in a capsule and swallow it, it would not be suited for hanah. Because then you're not doing the maisa on the cheftza anymore. It's not considered an eating of that thing, right? Karcho besiv. If you wrap it in a capsule, I mean, in many shittas hold that's not considered an isser anymore, right? Because the action is no longer to an action of getting hanah from an object requires it be the object, it be the direct object of your achila. Mm-hmm. You understand? And similarly, if it's to the degree that it's being a mazik to you, that's a different kind of an action as well.
But in the case of...
But if you, for some reason, are born without taste buds and you have no senses in your mouth, that doesn't make it a different kind of an action. It has to be objectified. It has to be objectified in action.
So if, let's say you eat...
Yes. In other words, when we look for the concrete form... It's going to be which literal physical action is chosen, the one that is viewed through the prism of hanah, the one that is suited objectively to the activity of hana. Notice the nature of the activity will select the actual action,
irrespective of the character.
Of the particular character to you. Now let's just to elucidate. Let's take mitzvah. Okay, let's take a machol, a mitzvah of achila. So there are two very interesting cases in Pesach, on Pesach. Okay, one is matzah and one is mara. Okay, the Gemara says kafuhu, if someone forces you to eat matzah, you're yotze. Or if you swallow matzah, you don't chew it, you're yotze. But, and the Gemara says, why? Why? Because the Torah says eat matzah, and he ate matzah. Right? But if you swallow mara, you're not yotze. Because you need the tam. Can you get the psachim? Can you get me a psachim? Yeah, so the halacha is like, it's bala matzah yotze, bala mara lo yotze. Ram doesn't give the reason. And then he says, "Korchon b'siv." If you wrap them in an encasement, ubalon af yidei matzah lo yatzah. So you see again, right? Yeah, but what's the difference between matzah and mara? What's the difference between matzah and mara? Yeah. So Rashi is unbelievable. He says, "Wait 1 second. Hold on. Sorry." Yeah. All right, seems to be a bit of a factual issue over here, but let's take the Rashbam. He says bola moror lo yotza deboinan tam moror v'leika. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that the mitzvah is to taste moror?
Right.
No, I'm saying that you have to look at the context and the idea of why what the kiyum of this mitzvah is. You understand? What is the tam of this mitzvah? What's the reason? What's this maisa serving? What is it fulfilling? So by matzah, the idea of matzah, of achilas matzah and achilas mar, this is where you have to resort to the idea of the understanding of the mitzvah. I mean, you can't learn without understanding the mitzvah. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you have to know which action is chosen by what sense it has, what context it falls into, what's the subject matter, what's it serving, how is it fit to accomplish the ultimate task. So you tell me, what's the difference between the nature of eating matzah and the nature of eating mara? In other words, by matzah, the matzah itself as a chefza represents something.
We just want you to relate to that.
You just have to relate to it through achila. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's nothing in the taste of the matzah. It's the chefza represents cheres. Right? But by the morar, they didn't eat morar in Mitzrayim. It's not that they... morar didn't have a role in Mitzrayim, aside for the first Pesach. Mara is never, but it's a mazkir of something, right? So one is an achilas chefza, an achila of a chefza. One is, in other words, here's the halachic reality issue, right? What is the mitzvah laying the groundwork to convey? What is the mitzvah conveying? So the mitzvah of matzah is conveying the chefza of matzah. Right, because the idea of the chefetz of matzahs is essential, and the way it's brought to mind is by relating to it through achila. But then, any maisa achila is enough. All you need is the oral ingestion. You understand? So then the mitzvah is formulated strictly by any oral ingestion. Mm-hmm. So then bola matzah is also yatzah. Right? Bola matzah is also yatzah. But by the maror, it's not the effect of having turned the maror into a ne'echal. It's not the shame in the chefza of maror. It's you're relating to the maror because it has certain qualities that are mazkir something to you, that remind you of something, that teach you something. So then the Torah is selecting an achilas hano. Now, it's depending on the nature of the mitzvah. That will determine which action of achila. Achila is complex, but there are certain ways of eating that that can relate to different objectives.
So the matzah is more like the ingestion.
So the matzah just requires the achila in terms of ingestion, because the you have accomplished it when you've rendered it a ne'echal, because now it's ola al hadas. And what's ola al hadas is the ideas of the chefza, not the physical qualities of the chefza, the ideas of the chefza. Lechem oni, right? But by moror, it's chosen not because moror has any ideas in the shame moror, but the experience of the moror is maskir something. So then, of course, it's not a mitzvah to but the mitzvah is not to experience moror, right? The mitzvah is a maisa achila shell experience of moror.
Would you say
by the guy who doesn't have tishpah is
still yotze? 100%.
Is the guy who
the mice knows? It could be if the matzah was scalding and destroying your throat as it goes down, then that's not even that's still not a derech of achila, even for oral ingestion. Notice, when we were saying, what we're trying to say is like this: that you're taking achila. It's not the point is like this. It's borrowing a cat. It's still the mitzvah is still borrowing a category from man, right? But it's stripping it down to its most fundamental form. So the category is achila, and I'm saying is achila contains two aspects, right? For marar, it includes the aspect of experience. For matzah, it's only the aspect of the ingestion, which would be normal maisa ingestion of eating, right? But if it's done in a totally insane way that nobody would ever do and ever call it part of an achila in any human context, then it's just not the maisa at all.
On the action level, not the character.
Because the action is borrowed from the activity. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you wouldn't call it achila. See, that's the problem. The problem is it an achila? Right? Well, are you eating it for nutrition? Are you eating it for tam? No, you're not doing either one of those two. So what do we mean it's an achila? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do you mean it's an achila?
Well, you could be doing it for one of those two, but would you say that it's...
No, but the point is that once the Torah says achila, that is a certain... Achila is a certain kind of an activity, right? And from that activity, there are limits. That the word achila already limits things, right? It has to be actions that are conducive to the human idea of achila, okay? So injecting it into your stomach would not be. You're getting nutrition, right? And eating it in the way that destroys your throat is also not. That's just not derech achila, okay? But it's not that the Torah wants you to gain nutrition from it. You understand? It's just borrowing the category of achila for its action. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that doesn't mean that since we don't care about the action intrinsically, that we can exceed the realm of the action, right? That's exactly the move I'm trying to make over here. Because it is a mitzvah of achila. It's not a mitzvah of a new kind of an activity. It's not a totally new thing. It's still achila. So we have to... But the only question is, you can say, okay, but when we say achila, we mean two. There are two ideas of achila. There's the nutrition. There's the ingestion that's geared towards nutrition, and then there's the ingestion of hana. So, which underlying action did the Torah choose? Even by matzah, I would say, if the guy vomited it afterwards, he would still be yotze, because you don't need the kiyum of nutrition. You just need the action of nutrition. You understand? But if nobody ever eats this way, then you can't say, well, I'm not saying it's stripped down to a mechanical thing. You understand? Purely.
Right.
It's the mechanical of the activity. That always throws you when I say that, or
no, it's very subtle.
It's very subtle.
Very.
There's like a larger category of.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be really achila. It wouldn't be achila. What's the bracha? Asher kishan sos v'zivanu al achilas matzah. No, and what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Machol Chasuros? He says by chametz, by basar b'cholav, you are going to be chayev. By basar b'cholav, by swallowing it boiling hot, because it's not asar b'lashon achila. Says Yud. Kol ha'ochlim ha'asurim einu chayev aleim ad sheyochal oson derech hanah. That's the type of achila that we're looking for. You understand? Chutz mi basar b'chol v'klay akerem. Lefi shelo nemar bohen achila. Torah never put a gvul on it. Never made a gvul of activities. Elahoti isra achilasim b'loshan acheres. Right? As the Rambam has a long thing, I think, in the Sefer Mitzvos. Why it doesn't say why you count it as one mitzvah if it's mentioned three times? I think he talks about the fact that it didn't want to use the lashon achila.
Doesn't
he feel like
what you could have learned about from
Bishop? So it says afilu shelo kederach hanoya in those cases. Vegamok shucham ad shenichve grono mimenu. See, then it comes. Then you have to get to objective levels of where it's completely, objectively out of the realm of that activity, where it burns you to the point where it actually burns you. What are you saying? Are you going into the Sefer Mitzvos now?
No.
Okay.
But doesn't it? Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing.
Are you asking a Basar B'cholav question?
Yes, yeah.
Drop it. Yeah.
So when you're talking about the character of the Mitzvah, then is that the same thing you're talking about in the whole days before with the object of it? Like
yes. Yeah, okay. Right. But we're not looking. But okay. But it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is going to. But the mitzvah can reduce itself down just to that action.
So how did the Torah formulate the Israel Basar B'cholav then?
That's a good question. Apparently, to use it to render it a cheftza of use, rendering it a cheftza of use in any fashion, mm-hmm. any fashion. Why is this thing on? Okay. Actions. Right. No, the character is creating a class of action. Right. Those actions are the issa. Mm-hmm. Ram says in the. The Ram was just recapping a little. The mitzvah in general, the mitzvahs we've been talking about now really are the maisa mitzvah is really the action. And you're mekayim it when it has its goal, when it has achieved its goal, right? That's the kiyum. But the mitzvah we're not saying the mitzvah is the activity itself. Mitzvah is going to have to go down to action. The nature of the activity is going to you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah until it achieves a certain result, right? But the mitzvah itself, in terms
so
of
mekayim the results,
no, it's mekayim in the actions.
Okay. The question is like this though. Sometimes, right now, we're just dealing with actions. So as the Gemara says, if a person is forced to eat matzah, he's yotze. Why? Because it says Rachman Omar eat the matzah and he ate the matzah. Right, but then there are certain cases where it seems you need kavana just to do the mitzvah. Right, you need a kavana just to be yotze the mitzvah. Because over there you don't need the kavana because you don't need the kavana. They still think that means that they forced you to eat it. Doesn't mean they inserted it into your stomach. Right.
What do you mean? They just threatened you or something?
Yeah, they tied you up and they stuffed it in your mouth and they said, swallow it. You know what I mean? Right. I don't think that would be a mice at all. If you're just the object of someone's fists going down to your throat, you're definitely not doing a mice achiva at all. So, But the question would be, what if you're misasig and you eat the matzah? Right? What's misasig? Misasig means you think it's phlegm and you swallow it. So you're not intending to do any maisa achila at all. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't that be mitzvah shichus kavana?
No, mitzvah shichus kavana is kavana lotzeis. In general, that's what it means. Kavana lotzeis. That I know achila is a mitzvah now. As opposed to saying, I don't even know what I'm doing, I have to know what I'm doing. I have to do a maisa achila. Am I the doer of a maisa achila if I think I'm doing something else? This is where it gets a little bit, you know, what does it mean to do the maisa? As a gavra, so it means you have to select it. But I'm not really so sure. If a guy, I couldn't find anything about that. If a person does mitzvahs as misasek, does it seems it's okay? See, that's what it says. That's what the Rav has over here in the Harei Kedem. He has this piece on the Rambam where he talks about if you, Shurkin has it in the Harei Kedem, about if a person, that the Rambam says you need kavana for the one who blows the shofar and the one who listens to the shofar. And he says, Hamisasek b'tkiyas shofar lo yatzi dechavaso. So what's a misasek by tkiyas shofar? That means he's lehislamed. It means he's just practicing. He's practicing his technique. He's improving his lip muscle, whatever it is. Right? Then he's not yotze. Right? Niskaven lishma. Okay. And not only that, the Ram says, they both have to be mechaven. The mashmiya and the shomea. Okay? The mashmiya and the shomea. The only thing is, you have to differentiate one. You have to differentiate. Misasek is an extreme case. That's where he's doing it just lehislamed. But strangely enough, the Rambam says what? That if he's a tokea l'shir, I mean, that's the Gemara. A tokea l'shir is yotze. What's a tokea l'shir? The guy uses it to play a song. He's not thinking about the mitzvah. Right? Call his dog, whatever it is. Right? So it's a little bit unclear now. What do you need the kavana for? You don't need the kavana for... what's the difference? What's the difference if I'm blowing to be l'islamed? That's not l'shem mitzvah. And if I'm blowing for a shir, it's also not l'shem mitzvah. Tasek. Right? So here you have a case of a mitzvah where the Gemara says you're not yotzei because of misasek. Okay? And that's when you're blowing lehislamed. Not to demonstrate to somebody else, but for yourself, to practice, to get into shape. Right? Then you're not yotzei. And then the Rambam says another thing. Then the Rambam goes further. He says you're also not yotzei unless the shomeya has kavana to be lotzei sidei chavaso, right? And the tokeya has to have kavana to be motzi him, right? So tkiya shofar becomes very has a lot of rules now. You have to see, it's very different. You have to what? First of all, you have the inyan of misasek, which you don't find too often, and then you have the chiyuv. That the tokeya has to have kavana to be motzi you, and you have to have kavana to be yotze. Okay, so that's what the Rav discusses in this piece. That sounds like the Rambam holds mitzvah srichus kavana, right? That's the question. So there's a letter that the Rav wrote. Doesn't say who he wrote it to, but he talks about the sheet of Reb Chaim on this. So he says Reb Chaim holds that the Rambam's not saying mitzvah srichus kavana. But he's saying like this: the af de kiyum hamitzvah havishmiya. Okay, now in our context, what do we mean by kiyum hamitzvah? We mean the result that the mitzvah should accomplish, the product of the mitzvah. Okay, mikomakom maiso hamitzvah havitikia. See, that's exactly in line with the way we're trying to work it out. That the maisa, and even though the mitzvah is shmiya, that's not the maisa mitzvah he's saying. He's saying the maisa mitzvah is tekiya. But what's the result of this tekiah to be yotze when it produces a call that you hear. So it's really like all the other cases. It's just a little bit of a further gap. It's just like the mitzvah is lekavua mezuzah, and the kiyum is when the mitzvah is when the mezuzah is kavua. Right? Normally those happen simultaneously, and they're not. But here it's two different components. The maisa is done with the tekiah, and the kiyum is in the ear. Mm-hmm. Right? But it's the same. It's the same thing. If a guy would be tokea and not hear it, he would have done the maisa but not have achieved the result of the maisa. He would not have achieved that result. No, because you don't need the nutrition. The kiyum over there is not nutrition. The kiyum by achila is that it's a ne'echa. That's all. Now he's like this. And without the kavana of the shomeya and the mashmiya, it's not your tekiah. That's how he wants to put it together. Right? No, since now the mitzvah of shofar is a maisa tekiah, and the kiyum is when you hear it, so you need to do a maisa tekiah. Yes, and that's the revolution. Yeah, that's his revolution over here.
That's the Maisa Mitzvah.
Because that's the Maisa Mitzvah. If you
it's not
just
like having a sukkah that you can just use.
Right, the question is because you normally think that the mitzvah is just hearing it. So then what do I need his kavanah for? But he's saying, no, the mitzvah really is liskoa. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. But the kiyum is lishmoa. Right? And that's why he says that you need kavana, see, that's a halachic reality. This is a good example of halachic reality. That halachically, it's considered your maisa. Halachic reality sometimes means mechanisms that the halacha validates that might not normally exist. When is it considered that you're doing the maisa? Shomea ka'ona is like we consider it like it's your tekiah, like you're producing it if you're involved in terms of kavana.
But if you're shomea, like let's say 3 seconds after the guy blows it, right?
Right.
So
as long as you hear the shear, as long as you have the shear.
But
I think they're always saying this going also.
Oh, so what's now? I think we can understand the case of Misasek, right? Because the maisa now is to produce a call. Right? Because the maisa has to be defined in terms of being fit to achieve the goal. So you can't just call the maisa blowing alone. Right? It has to be to produce a chefza, an entity of shmiya. Right. So I haven't done that maisa if I'm just doing it l'hislamid.
Whereas we're doing it for the shir.
But if I'm doing it for shir, I have. Right. You don't need to produce a kol shel mitzvah,
right.
But you can't say you're involved in the activity of... In other words, I would say like this, that the maisa really is... The activity is really like communication. Mm-hmm. Since the mitzvah of shofar is a maisa of producing the kol and the kiyum is the shmiya. So the maisa now is the human activity. Here the activity becomes the maisa. Here we define, see this is where it gets, this is where everything you've got to look at carefully. Mm-hmm. Now is here, since the nature of this mitzvah is
communication is an activity.
Communication is itself an activity.
Right, that can't be reduced
but
by
that's
action.
Not the, that's right. Notice communication. Sometimes you have an action that has two pieces to it. Sometimes you have an activity. Sometimes you have two actions that combine into one serif, into one thing. So up till now, we've been talking about simple actions, like achila. That's one action. The whole idea of achila is one action. But communication is a human action. The most fundamental element of communication requires two components. So you can't break it. I'm not saying that the Torah is against activities. I'm saying that it'll always go down to the basic form of what it's doing. So let's hold on. calling it an activity because you can't describe it physically. Uh-huh. Right? It's qualified. No, so for instance, here again, but I'm trying to say it should have the same general format. The idea of shofar is to learn concepts from hearing this thing. But that's accomplished through a generic activity of communication. Learning these ideas of shofar is through a human maisa of communication. So the mitzvah is not going to be learn ideas of shofar. The mitzvah will be communicate shofar.
So
you understand? So that's a maisa. The only time you have the complete thing is when you have both ends, the maisa tekiya and the shmiya. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. This mitzvah itself, its fundamental component is not a raw action of blowing or a raw action of hearing, but it's an activity of communication. Why? Because the ultimate kiyam, the secondary object, the objective of the whole thing is to have a certain communication of ideas.
So
to derive ideas through communication.
This is a good example about where ideas now you...
That's right. So you have to know the inyan of the mitzvah in order to know the halachic maisa. The halachic maisa, but I'm saying the halachic maisa is always going to be the human substratum of this particular inyan. So if this particular inyan is ideas of shofar, right? But the human substrate means something that holds something else. There's the human vehicle for that is communication. Then the maisa has to be formulated as a complex maisa, as an activity. Right.
So for instance, the way we're answering the problem of
all the kavana is only to be part. See, he's saying in the end, he says all the kavana, the kol din kavana nemar bechalos shem maisa hamitzvah v'lo b'kiyuma. Because you don't want to say the Rambam. Don't make the mistake. He's saying that the Rambam holds mitzvah srichas kavana. The whole idea, all the elements of kavana, that I want to be yotze and you want to be motzi me, is to be mitzaref the two things into one.
So this would be just
exactly,
like
exactly,
kavana, because
exactly. So it's like we said by like kavana by tefillah, right? That over there the action, it's not an action of getting up and standing and saying words. It's an activity of amida lifnei Hashem. You understand? Now, why do we want amida lifnei Hashem? Of course, you want it for a lot of reasons, but you can't break it down into physical things. It's the most basic structure itself is going to have kavan involved, because otherwise you're not an omid lifnei Hashem, right? But that's just for the very maisa you need that. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you can't. That's what I'm saying over here. You can't just take one. I'm breaking down. I'm trying to give you a way of the basic principle. I'm saying is the same, that you're going to go down to the maisa of that activity. But sometimes the mice itself is also an activity.
So in any area,
in
always,
a greater activity.
In any area, we're always looking for the most basic activity, realm of activity. Sometimes it'll be an activity.
Right. I'll repeat that again. That's good, right?
Meaning, in every area, you're looking for the most basic component
mm-hmm.
dictated by that inyan.
Right.
Right. And sometimes that basic component will be an action that was selected because of a certain activity.
Right.
Sometimes it'll be an activity itself.
Right. Like the Ram, he goes on in the end, he says, the Ram also says this by Megillah, that if you're Kori Lehagia, if you read the Megillah just to correct it, because you're just going over to find mistakes, you're also not Yotze. So there too the mitzvah is, but over there the mitzvah is to produce an entity of Pirsum. You understand? That's a certain type of enunciation. Enunciation would be the maisa, would be the raw action. Producing sounds, that's the raw action. But the overall inyan is piersum. So the inyan of piersum requires a certain specialized production of sounds, producing an entity of dibor. But if I'm just lahagia, I'm involved in another activity. I'm involved in correcting. I'm involved in the tikkun of the sefer. I'm not involved in an object of dibor. Now, over here, now we go back to our old definition of activity. You have to know which totsah is this action for. So if it's for the tikkun of the sefer, then it's not called a dibor. You understand? Dibor is producing an entity of communication. Though over there, the mitzvah is not to communicate the ideas of the Megillah, but it's to produce the entity of communication. The mitzvah, by shofar is like a mitzvah to communicate it to yourself. Right. So you have to be both the mashmiya and the shomea.
Okay.
Right? So so that's what he means. I would say the inyan is communication, but what Rav Chaim is saying, Rav Chaim says over here, he says according to Rav Chaim, that shmiya itself is not a maisa. Shmiya is not a maisa. So it means over here in this inyan of communication, it has two parts. It has an action and a reception. Right? The kiyam is not fulfilled until you get to the until it's received. But the way it's received is through an action.
Mm-hmm. If Shmiya would be a maisa, wouldn't Rav Chaim be happy or no?
Well, then the Rambam wouldn't have written this.
I understand. No,
I'm not saying that he's necessarily old. Shmiya can't be an action. He's saying that's not the action of this mitzvah.
Oh, he isn't saying that Shmiya lacks, it can't be an action because...
That's what it sounds like he's saying, but I'm saying we could reserve judgment on that.
Right.
And we could say in this mitzvah, he's deriving from the Rambam that the Shmiya is not an action. Right.
So, in other words, if you would do a tekiah that's ruya for Shmiya...
I mean, that's an interesting idea, that Shmiya is not an action.
Right.
I hear that. I hear what he's saying. The Shmiya itself is not shayach to make a mitzvah of Shmiya. Mm-hmm. That's what he sounds like he's saying.
Right.
Can't have a mitzvah of Maisa that's Shmiya. Right? Mm-hmm. So therefore... But you want Shmiya. So how do you formulate it? You say tokeya with a kiyam of Shmiya.
What do you want, Shmiya or communication?
You want both. You want communication.
You really want Shmiya.
You really want Shmiya.
But I thought we say communication is what the inyan is the equal to the inyan.
Yeah, because the inyan is.
Right.
Okay. Good. Maybe we got off track here. So I think we're trying to refine it now. So let's just.
What I'm saying now is that you really want communication. Right?
No. So the question is like this. The question is, okay. Let's redo this one for a minute here. That what? What are we saying now? The mitzvah really saying the way if you read this piece in Siman Yud Gimel, it implies from Rav Chaim, it implies that he's saying that really Shmiya is the mitzvah. Shmiya is what the chiyav is, but there's no maisa of a Shmiya, right? So how do you but halacha has to be reduced to action, right? So how do you have an action of Shmiya? So the Torah therefore he wants to say that there's really the action, the way that you have halachically, the way you formulate Shmiya halachically, is a Maisa communication.
Right.
Because you need Maisa to have halacha. But since you really want Shmiya, it becomes a Maisa not of blowing, but a Maisa of communication.
Right?
Right? That's a better formulation. That's why he says that he brings down as a raya that there's a machlokas whether the bracha is lishmoa or liskoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says in the end.
Because those are just two components of the...
So he says, L'chor tzarechi en havadit shvichanon levarech l'shmoa. Daha shmiya ma'keves. Without shmiya, you don't have the mitzvah. V'kiyam ha-mitzvah yidei shmiya. Bram, l'fi divrei ha-gonzal, nicha daha nimtza d'maisa mitzvah hua tekiya, v'rak d'kiyum uchal al yidei ha-shmiya. It's a very fascinating thing. U'bezeh hu net d'nechlu. So what's really... So can we define this machlokas?
The kiyam doesn't have that...
In general, the mitzvah is always on the maisa, right?
Yeah.
The mitzvah is always on the maisa. I mean, the bracha. The bracha is always on the maisa, right? Now he's saying over here. So really, it's a good side to say it should be on liskoa, because
right.
That's really the maisa. The only thing is, he's saying that usually the maisa itself. Yeah,
but it's hard to go. It's hard to know the kiyam, like the Torah is
right. But here, Because normally the Maisa is the only involvement of the Gavra. Right? But Shmia is a type of an involvement. The only thing is, it's not a Maisa involvement. So that's the question. Why do we make the bracha on the Maisa in general? Is it because you need the bracha always has to go on Maisa, or, and therefore here it would be the same, or it always goes on the involvement that is related closest to the Kiyum. So over here, you can't say the guy is not Shayach to Shmia. He's not the wall of the where the mezuzah is. He is involved. The only thing is, his involvement is not enough to be its own maisa.
It's not concrete.
Go through a couple. I just want to try to finish up a couple of extra things. Now it goes like this. Now there's. So I want to try to take all the actions I can think of right now. No, I just want to try to cover two more things. Three more categories. So you have, because I think if you try to think of mitzvot that seem strange, and then try to see if we can formulate in terms of this. So in other words, I mentioned it, maybe not on tape, like standing up when for kavod, right? So there I would say that the maisa. So what would you say? I was saying the maisa is that in the human realm, standing at attention is means that you are being ready, that you're ready for whatever is necessary. Okay, you're standing. Standing means you're muchan. Okay, so bifnei, somebody that is, so it means you're not involved in anything of your own. You're just muchan for this. That is something that you do when you are in the presence of someone that you consider to be. So therefore the maisa of standing would be a ticket in the gavra, for putting himself into the right position, he's putting himself. It's really a maisa on himself. Oh, by the way, that's why the Ram says lehislamed only, because if you were blowing to show someone else how to blow, if you were teaching somebody what the kolos sound like, that would be definitely yotzei. That would be like tokei l'shir. Lehislamed means you're not interested in the sound at all.
Right,
you're just practicing
your
own.
You're producing sound.
Right. Anyway, I'm sorry. Back to. So that would be, I think those ideas, so it's a tikkun to yourself, because you said an action has to have a tikkun. Right? An action has to have a tikkun.
By matzo, we said that the tikkun of the matzo was that the festival, even though you already ate it, is getting nechal.
It would seem by.
The tikkun said.
The kiyum is rendering it a necho. I mean, by matzah, the kiyum, the maisa is the swallowing, and the kiyum is that it was a necho. The kiyum is not the digestion. The kiyum is the result of that maisa. Okay. Now, the one thing I mentioned in the very beginning, I said there were a couple of cases that were very strange to me. This is the case: the na'anuim of the lulav, and the tnufa of the carbon. What is that? What is that? Where's the product? I just don't see any, right? So let me ask you another question. What is it like? I think there are human activities that also have that problem. I think, let's say applause. Okay? So the action is slapping your hands together. Right? But what's the activity? So what is the activity?
Making noise.
Yeah, but what is it? We're accomplishing something. Right, we do believe we're conscious. It's an expression of approval, correct? It's a demonstrative act.
Right.
There is in the human realm demonstrative acts. So, for instance, nobody would clap when they watch something on TV unless they're slightly right. So it's the clapping only makes sense when the person hears it, right? Because it's demonstrating too.
Right.
It has to be demonstrating too.
You think it's like
expressive. Expressive, correct.
So it is different.
Kriya
Shema. I was saying, this isn't just like you have. Is this like you have?
No, it's exactly the same thing. What do you mean? Good. So that's what I would say, that if a person was magbia the lulav, you could say he's yotze, because he had kavana to move it, right? Maybe even if he didn't realize, he just did it accidentally, because mamela he did move it, right? And it's just formulated in terms of the action of moving it.
The mitzvah
of lulav comes down to the action of netila, of lekicha, right? So I'm still not sure what the misasik business, but the person thinks it's an umbrella and he grabs the lulav, is he yotze? Right? I haven't been able to find that. It seems that he is. But it would seem to me that if he is holding the lulav and swatting a fly, he's not going to be yotze in the anuim. Because that's not an expressive action of anything. That's also like an activity. Because it's not maisa, it's just the fact that it's expressive. So that's why, but there's a machlokas in the Gemara. What is it? Is it lamisha rucho shelo, or is it lats or ruchos with tololam run? Right. So what does that mean? You have to have kavana for both when you do it. You can't be yotze unless you have kavana for both. The Rambam doesn't say any kavana. But I think it's you just have to have the idea that it's leruchos. Leruchos is what you have to have.
Directions.
The only machlokas in the Gemara is because it's derived from karban. Question is by karban. What role does the tenufa play? Is the tenufa an inyan of the amida bifnei Hashem in karban, or is the tenufa an inyan of the kaparas hakarban? Because karban has two kiyumim. Mm-hmm. So that's the machlokas by the tenufa. Which kiyum, which element of karban is it expressive of? But unless you are directing the action, you can't call it expressive. Expressive means it has to be stemming from your motive, from your force. Otherwise, it's not expressive at all. As you can say it's action without that. But you can't say it's an expressive. Now, you don't need to know exactly what you're expressing. That's the interesting thing.
You need to do the demonstration.
The demonstration is to the ruchos. Now there's a question. What is the ultimate? Which element of karban does it fall into? Does it fall into a part of the expression of the amida lifnei Hashem element of karban or the kapara element of karban? And that's why Tosa says it's only by karbanos that are on the chagim, because they have an element of din.
Right. And Rashi is in support.
Yeah, I jump up and down, or I dance a jig.
Right, and that's what I saw that he has over here in the Hare Kedem also, that he wants to say the Nianuim is part of simcha. And simcha is something that you demonstrate. Simcha is a demonstration, right? There's a demonstration. That's what all the juggling and all the activities in the mikdash.
Right.
That's all a mitzvah of demonstration. Mm-hmm. The activity is demonstration. You don't need to know exactly. Now that at the bottom in formulation has to be that you know you're doing it. You can't be demonstrating unless you know you're doing the actions. The most fundamental element of demonstration is that it's stemming from your choice. As opposed to moving something you're doing anyway. Yeah. You don't need tikkun, right. So now we can reformulate. You don't need a tikkun in everything. It just has to, I was just saying that without tikkun there's no reason why people do things. People do things for a tikkun. But now we, that's why I was concerned about the Nianuim in the beginning. But it just has to be human action. Of course, most of the human actions are some sort of tikkun. But there is an idea of demonstration. Now I would like to just, this is the one thing I would like to stress. I have one more class, but I'd like to stress this. That is that now you see what the Gemara means, that the most important thing is not asiyas ha-mitzvah, but what? Asiyas ha-mitzvah lishma. That's what lishma... See, I think the reason why people formulate these things in a different way, in a more inclusive way, is because they're trying to find the meaning in the mitzvah. And if the way we're saying it is that you have to make a break between the objective and the mitzvah, then it seems like the mitzvah itself is a little bit empty. And I'm saying, yes, and that's why the Gemara says you have to do mitzvos lishma. Lishma means for the benefits that they are to bring. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Are you involving yourself in the real action? You
know, that's right. That's why the Gemara says, that's like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, and I think it's on Pehei, that the Eretz Yisrael was destroyed because they were learning, because they stopped learning Torah. And the Gemara says, doesn't mean they didn't learn Torah, it means they didn't learn, they didn't make a bracha before they learned Torah. Rashi says, because it wasn't a matana to them. In other words, you can do the maisa, they were doing the mitzvah, right? but not lishma, not because they saw it as a good. When you make the bracha, that indicates that you do it because you see it's, you see what's in it, you see the benefit of it, right? And that's really the idea of avoda b'simcha. Avoda b'simcha and avoda lishma are in the same realm. That you can do tachas shelo avat Hashem akecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. Not that you did, the Torah doesn't say because you didn't keep the mitzvos. It's because you perverted it. You made it into just, the Torah had to be given as maisa. But you made that the thing. Right, right. You made that, you treated them as pure maisa when they're not. They're really part of a regimen of perfection. Lishma means you integrate them. What lishma means that you recognize them as that part of that system.
I mean, so you're saying other people are almost trying to
different madregos. I mean, there are different madregos of doing lishma. If a guy could know what the real time is, so I think the rabbanans enhance that. I think the rabbanans help you to draw it out, right? Because I think the Gemara says the nianuim really yotze. The rishonim say you yotze any type of shaking, you really would be yotze, but. What? No, the kiyum of Nianuim, which is the Raisa.
A good example would be like, let's say, the insertion of the tekios into, and then the
right,
of the tekios.
Right. Yeah, the way everything is structured. So that is definitely right. to direct you towards the purpose of the mitzvah. But there is such a thing as a person recognizing that that he knows that it will perfect him in a certain way. And there is a level like that. Because the Ram does say a lot of mitzvahs is just helpful to perfect your midos, right? And doing them just give you a certain seder, and they give you a certain perspective, and they keep you away from crazy things. You know what I mean? As long as you don't try to put in your own crazy things into the mitzvahs, right?
Yeah.
No, that's a big level.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the last class of mitzvah, I think comes out like this. I think that there are mitzvahs that are purely in Yediyah, which the Rambam says is the mabucha. In a confusion, in the beginning of Shmona Prakim, okay, he says that there's a confusion about whether there can be such a thing as a mitzvah that's purely yediyah. And he says he thinks there can be, because there's no maisa. Mm-hmm. That's what he's concerned about. So he says he thinks you can still formulate mitzvah without maisa, as having the right knowledge.
What about Leo's?
Institutions?
Yeah,
that doesn't bother me at all, because it has a halachic result. As long as it has a result, it can be formulated as halacha.
Oh, but Yediyah doesn't?
Well, there's a maisa with a result over there. There is a maisa with a result. That's a normal...
Yediyah, though, just sounds like being machayeg in a certain part of perfection, in a certain aspect of perfection.
Isn't that, but that's not a mitzvah. The Ram talks about that kind of a mitzvah.
Right. Don't you see that mitzvahs don't have to be, like, actually...
But those aren't chiyuvim. That's not a chiyuv.
Oh, you're saying, can you have a chiyuv?
A chiyuv. So the Ram says there are. And then there are the mitzvahs that I think are these pure maisa. But I do think there are some mitzvahs that are somewhat in the middle. Okay. I think that there are mitzvahs somewhat in the middle. Right. I'm not 100% sure about this. Yeah.
So like Krishna?
No. Mm-hmm. Like Simcha and Avelis. Uh-huh. Okay. Simcha and Avelis. I was going through it. And also like this is the one that we were discussing last a while ago. The mitzvah of Halachta B'drachov. That there are mitzvahs. I want to think about this. I think everyone should think about this a little bit, because the problem with simcha is Ram says the mitzvah is liyo sameach, right? And then he says it really means the korban simcha. And then he says, but bichlal this is also these other things, right? Never really says you're chayev to eat basar and drink yayin. Never says that. He just says it's bichlal the mitzvah.
Isn't there an objective thing about like shalmei simcha or the korban simcha?
That's the only one that's objective. Shalmei the korban simcha. But then the other ones are bichlal, right? But no, it seems to me like this. Bichlal the mitzvah, he says. So it can't be bichlal the maisa, because the maisa is not, the maisa is a particular.
Right.
So it seems to me that those mitzvahs really are a little bit different. They're a little bit different. Like the Rav talks about it in that shir. He uses a strange expressions though. He says it's like a what? Like a hagshama of the thing, right?
Yeah, hagshama, right.
It's like a hagshama. It's like a concretization of the thing.
He straddled, I don't know who wrote it, but they straddle the fence. One place they say you have to be mekayim the thing in your heart, all your deities.
Right.
Another time he says that it's you have to take what's in your heart and concretize it.
Right. But I want you have to read that piece. I can't go through it with you. But if you read the piece carefully, or at least just the, you know, the answers for this part, there's a couple of paragraphs over there that are that he sums it up. I think it's very clear what he's saying is that he says that there's that the kiyum of Avelis is belave, right? And the kiyum of Simcha is belave. The only thing is there are these concrete actions that you must do, okay? But like you're saying, it somewhat seems to be like a straddle, because on the one hand, yeah. So then he's saying like this: that what? That if you're an if you have a chiyuv of. But the thing is like this, that if you do all of the, you can do all of these things and still not be happy. Right? You can still do all of these things and not be happy. You can still do all of the avelos and not be sad. Right? So, will you mekayim the mitzvah or not? Right? So, he wants to say that if you did, I think this is what you have to read carefully in the piece. He is saying that if you did all, that you could be mekayim the actions of avelos on yontov. Right, but you would not ever be able to have the kiyum of the avelus belave. So therefore, there's no reason to do those actions. Mm-hmm. You understand? Not that those actions are avelus, mm-hmm. right? Which would make them impossible to be done. You know what I mean? Then they themselves would be counter, right? But he's saying, like, see, it comes out like this. It comes out now, according to this way of looking at it, that the mitzvah really is the actuality of the state, the real feeling of avelus, or the real feeling of simcha. But that's not a maisa. That's also not a maisa. So the mitzvah, in terms of maisa, you have a chiyuv to do various actions that would normally lead to that state. But you're not really fully yotze the mitzvah.
You're not.
You're not really yotze that mitzvah unless you have that state of simcha. Mm-hmm. No, let's forget about the other categories. So therefore the Rav says over there that you could really be mekayim the mitzvah of avelus. You could be mekayim the asios of avelus, but it would be incapable. They would be incapable of being part of the act of the state of avelus, because the state of avelus is usher, because it's connected the state of simcha, right? He doesn't say that they automatically fall off. He says they would be like empty. It could be chayav in it, but then it would be a chiyuv of a cause that whose effect could never be generated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why he says some is a question of whether you're noeg betzina, because you still could be noeg something, whether, you know. But it becomes like a third category where it's not the real. The real kiyum is in the simcha belev, but it takes loose forms.
Is it like shofar?
See, it does. You never make a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on achilas basar on Yom Tov, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You don't make a bracha, right? That's what. And the Rambam describes it very strangely, very loosely when he talks about it. He says yichayev in mine simcha. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He doesn't even say chayev. I'm sorry. The chiyav is liyos bo ansamech v'tov lev, right? And then he says, he doesn't even say that. He says af al pi she'as simcha amura kan hi korban shlomim, right? Kemo she'anu mevarim b'hilchos chagiga yesh bichlal osa simcha l'smoachu uvanav uvneveso kol echad kiroilo. He uses a very strange way. It's a very strange expression. It's bichlal. Ketzad, hakatana, nosin lam, etc. Right? But he never says He doesn't say it's bichlal the chiyuv. It's not clear, right?
Is it bichlal also simcha?
Yesh bichlal osa simcha l'smo chuvanav. And then later on he says, I think maybe in Chagiga he also has a similar expression, right? You have it. Whatever, but in the Sefer Mitzvahs too. But it's true, he considers it bichlal. Bichlal to me means that the mitzvah really is. No, as if the mitzvah is simcha, if the simcha in the Torah means the carbon simcha, so what's the bichlal? But it means to say like this, that there's a real kiyum, the real objective of the command, what you're supposed to actually do and achieve, is a state of simcha. The Torah gave one maisa that is designed to bring you to that perfectly, or the best. Of course, it has an idea of Hashem, it has, right? But from that we see that it's a mitzvah to do things that are of simcha. Mm-hmm. But they're not maisa per se. They never get the stature of a mitzvah, of a maisa ha-mitzvah in its own right. Because a maisa ha-mitzvah in its own right has to have its own halachic kiyum. But over here, it's not a mitzvah to make the basar a nechal.
So from the Rambam, though, it seems like you wouldn't have the right.
Doesn't seem the right.
That's interesting.
And that's why I'm not even so sure, I know, I'm not even sure anymore if a guy hates meat and hates wine, if he really should do it. If he's really obligated to do it.
Right, because it doesn't have that.
It's not clear to me how these types of mitzvahs don't seem to have to get concrete like that.
Right.
It seems like it's a separate general limud that, since we know, and like Avelis too. Well, all of those things the Gemara just learns from Tanakh. Right?
By example?
Yeah, by Yechezkel. I mean, that's a question. It's a question of learning things from Tanakh like that. But, I mean, first of all, Midaraisa is a question if there's any Avelis at all, right? But anyway, it's the same concept, like the Rav was saying. The Kiyam Avelis is not doing those things, because you could do and refrain from all of those things on Yontif. But it's a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah where the objective is not... See, if the objective is Yediyah, then apparently that's a separate kind of a mitzvah. Right? Then there's a mitzvah of Maisa per se. Here the mitzvah is a certain kind of a state, and actions... See, actions don't relate to ideas. Actions don't relate to ideas. But actions do relate to the state you're in. So it becomes like a different area of halacha, a third kind of a halacha, where the mitzvah is a state, and it will attach itself in a looser form now to promoting the state. Now, Chazal can select. It's not clear to me, though. Maybe once Chazal select, these are the things, now you have a chiyuv to do them. You know what I mean? But I would say also, if you look at the Rambam on the on perfecting yourself, the mitzvah is lachta bedrachov. That's also not an idea. It's lihidamos bedrachov lidrachov, right? That how God is nohag him, how he's nohag. The expressions of niyug in the world, that you should... In other words, when you work on your anger, is that itself a maisa mitzvah, or is what's the kiyum? Is the kiyum not to be angry? No, the kiyum is a certain way of... Right. Now that will... Now the Rambam has to go... Since that's the mitzvah is the state, the Rambam has to now go through all the actions that will promote that state. He has to go through a whole lengthy thing. Right? But the kiyum of mitzvah is not each particular perfection. The kiyum mitzvah is the general state.
Right. And likewise, it's not going to generate Yisurim that are strict halachic.
Right, that's what we were discussing that time.
Yeah.
It won't have those strict halachic Yisurim. Right? And I think there was one more point I wanted to make on that last thing.